They don't fully comprehend the damage they are doing to their own kingdom of darkness. The Lord has ordered it so that they are our teachers, University of Spiritual Darkness. Every time they do something to us, He explains it and how to pray. As it turns out, we learn their tactics and share those with the world. We grow in the virtues necessary to block their success in dividing us. And we offer the sufferings they cause for their complete conversion. It is a totally winning transaction. The martial arts teach people how to use their enemy's moves against them and turn the tables. And that is what the Lord is doing here. I do not trust myself to ask the Lord anything about timing because I know it changes from day to day. And He told us no one would know the day or hour. But the one thing He has been very consistent about is get ready. Stop living for yourselves. Get right with God, for His judgment approaches. You see, we are quite simple in our thinking. We have no idea what acceptable holiness really looks like. The saints seem to be way, way, way over our heads and so far beyond us. But I thank God that His mercy is the bottom line. So we try with all our heart to please Him. So please forgive me for not getting this message up sooner. Truly, I was waiting on the Lord, who had sent two signs to confirm the delay. He also gave us new assignments. So I have been swamped. But this is the first day He has begun to fill me in. And my only response to all the naysayers is simply the words of Jesus. No one will know the day or hour, not even me, but only my Father in heaven, paraphrased from memory. I am not even going to venture a guess. Everything is in place for the war in the Middle East. Israel is surrounded by her enemies, and to me that is the fulfillment of Scripture just before the war, which He told me will usher in World War III and the rapture of His bride. Think about that. What does that tell you that Israel is surrounded? Do you realize when this was written, after that time there was no Israel, period. And Israel had to regroup as a nation and take the land back to be able to fulfill prophecy, which was done 1948. So there's the point where the clock starts ticking. This generation will not perish, it is written, until all these things have been fulfilled. Well, we're still here. I was born in 46. We're still here. Perhaps you are unaware that Israel and the United States are very close, especially because of our huge Jewish population. We have been arming Israel with advanced weapons and technologies that are still unknown to the world. For this reason, and others not quite so obvious, Russia, Iran, China, and all their alliances must disable us before they strike Israel. So it is believed by those who are in the know that we will be attacked without warning first and disabled before they attempt to wipe out Israel. That is why we are at DEVCON 1 and our military is on high alert. So this could happen at any time. It is only the Lord's mercy and your prayers that is holding it back. But know that when America is devastated, that the rapture will happen very shortly. That's going to be your sign. Hang on to that. It'll happen right on the heels of the attack on America. And I caution you also that there are those on the net, and possibly among those you chat with, that you have never known personally, and who are actually not very nice people. They are trolls. They didn't apply themselves to do good, so they chose to be bad and spread lies. They are creative liars, just like their father, the devil. And if you are not in union with Christ and living a consecrated life without habitual serious sin, you can easily be swayed to believe any narrative. Beware, my beloved ones. We have already encountered one that led you astray, seriously led you astray. And there are hundreds working for the government and the Satanists. They are true wolves in sheep's clothing. And you will know them by their fruits. They will be dissembling and dividing, not gathering. They will speak more evil and critical than good to discourage your spiritual growth. They will cause suspicion and quarreling. They will cause you to doubt what is good and put confidence in what is bad. Or worse yet, withdraw from intimacy with the Lord and replace that with legalism, Phariseeism, constantly pointing out the faults of others. Your only protection is intimacy with Jesus, hearing his voice, living in his heart, and doing his will. I say this because these trolls will weaponize and twist scripture to leave you in confusion. Don't let that happen, dear ones. Tuck into the Lord's heart and truly know him, know his thoughts and his feelings. Be there for him. In this way, you will not be misled. God bless you.